Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like total darkness. They have no idea what they're stumbling over. I've spent most of my life living in towns or cities, which means that I've had very little experience of darkness. However, when I lived in a village in India, I found it exactly what it was like. I can recall occasions when I'd walk around on our compound after dark without a single clue as to what was in front of me. Pathetically, I'd reach out my hands in the hope that I'd feel a building or tree before I collided with it. Such complete darkness is very threatening. And it isn't surprising that the Bible often speaks of it as a picture of living without God. With none of his light to shine on life's path, it's certain that a person will spend their life stumbling about, lurching from one danger to the next. The contrast couldn't be sharper for the person who walks in God's way. The righteous person, who deliberately seeks to live their lives in step with God, lives in the light. When a person sets off on a life with God, the first gleam of dawn shines on them, and as they walk with God, the brightness continually grows until they're walking in the full light of day. In his letter to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul tells his readers that they are children of the light. In that passage, he quotes what many scholars think was an early church hymn, which might have been sung at a service of baptism. It goes, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." As the early Christians lived as a tiny minority amidst a sea of immorality and godlessness, they needed to be clear where their light came from. They would face many struggles and difficulties, and darkness was never far away. But amidst it all, Christ's light shone on them. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we worship you, because you are the source of light. We invite you to shine your light on our lives today. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premiere.